Hello and welcome. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 22nd of August 2024. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great week, nearly the weekend. Now, I've made a boo-boo today. I keep making boo-boos. I've just got home from work and I was working in Bournemouth, which is about 2.5 hours away. Got home and I've realised I forgot to do something, so I'm recording this quite early. You still get it at the normal time, but I'm recording this quite early because I've got to go back down to Bournemouth, 2 hours there, fit a fuse and then come 2 hours back. So rather annoying, but my own mistake. Now, first of all, I hope you're well. I've visited the allotment a bit this week and trying to keep on top of the weeding and cleared out my potatoes and things like that, which is all working quite nicely, of course. And this means that come this weekend, I'm hoping what I'm going to be doing is sorting out my shed. It looks like it's going to be raining on Saturday, so I think I'm going to get inside my shed and have a look and try and tidy things up. I've got a lot of cardboard in there, a lot of netting and things like that that I've just dumped in there, so it's time to really get in there and sort things out. Other than that, if it's raining, I can't do much outside other than a bit of weeding and tidying up and just trying to keep on top of everything. Would like to cut the grass. I was going to do that today, but it's rained, so couldn't do that. Now, back at home this weekend, it's time to remove the underwear that I buried in the garden a few weeks ago in order to see just how good our soil is and how much we actually have in the soil. How much goodness we have in the soil, that is. So I'm going to lift those out. I want to sow quite a few more seeds from the Supporters Club, basically all the leftover seeds that I might have. I'm going to get those sown and get those ready to grow. So bank holiday weekend this weekend, of course, so we've got a bit more time. So lots of things like that. I'm on Monday. I am taking a visit to we're going for a picnic in Knepp Castle, which is a wee Walden area. But I've read that they've now got a walled kitchen garden. So I'm going to be looking at that, if it's available, of course, and see what's going on there. It's rather exciting, I've got to say, and should be pretty awesome, I hope. Fingers crossed, of course. I do like having a good nose around a great many gardens because I do think there's so much that we can learn from them. I love gardens. I just love having a look at other people's gardens, allotments, and learning to see what we can do from them. And this kitchen garden does look quite impressive at Knepp Castle. Now, today I did find the time. I do a lot of gardening in the morning, as you probably know. I do gardening in the morning here at home before I go to work. And one of the things that I did, of course, is sow the spinach. Now, spinach, of course, I love spinach. I do eat quite a bit of spinach. But the trouble with spinach is if it gets hot, it does have a tendency to bolt. So we are getting into the cooler time of year. So it should be okay, fingers crossed. Now, I've realised I said in the newsletter that I'll be sowing it yesterday. Meant to be today. I think you guys get the idea with this. I would try and rectify that. Now, these are lovely spinach. You get these vibrant red stems and dark green leaves that just look stunning. But spinach, of course, is a good source of vitamins and minerals, as I'm sure you are aware. Now, what I do is I sow mine in my veggie pod. And I do the veggie pod because it's fairly well protected in there. You've got netting over it so birds can't get to it. Slugs and snails are pretty reduced. And because of the netting as well, it does keep things a little more controlled in terms of temperature. Now, I would suggest sowing spinach somewhere in the shade if you haven't got a veggie pod or anything like that. In a greenhouse, it's just going to be too hot. But in the shade, it should be okay and it should grow quite well in the shade. Spinach, as I said, it loves the cooler conditions. We can grow this right throughout the winter, to be honest. So plenty of shade will do it well. Of course, if we were sowing this in the winter, we would want it in a bit more sun, but in the shade should do well. Now, spinach can be very quick to germinate. All I've done is made a drill, a line in the ground, about 0.5 centimetre deep, 1 centimetre deep, and sowed the seeds in, tried to get them spaced apart quite well, but that's easier said than done. And then I've covered them over and watered. Spinach can germinate quite quickly. I've put 5 to 10 days on the newsletter, but last time they were within a couple of days. But yeah, very quick and easy to grow. And once they are growing, we within a week, I would say, the leaves are big enough to pick. You want to pick them when they're young and pick them quite often. Obviously, make sure you leave some leaves on the plant, but pick them regularly, pick them when they're young, and it will continue producing. Now, something I would say is always worth sowing spinach every few weeks apart, because that way you can get plenty of spinach and you can do successional growing. That way, when these this load of spinach is exhausted, your next load you can harvest and will be ready to use. So well worth doing that. Spinach, of course, is used in a great many dishes. Very, very easy to cook with. Wilts down lovely. If you buy a bag of spinach from a supermarket, for example, a bag of frozen spinach, that is, the amount of spinach in that bag would, when if it was fresh, would fill a bathtub. It wilts down that much. It's quite amazing. But, you know, that's another reason to grow your own. And I love growing my own food, of course. Once they are done, just cut them off at the base, leave the roots in the ground to rot, and often it will regrow. So you actually get more from the plant than what you thought. Well worth doing that. These little tips that I'd like to share with you to try and get more out of your sowings and your harvests. So we've done the spinach, we've talked about the plans for the weekend, and I've mentioned my boo-boo for work. I hate making mistakes. Same with gardening, isn't it? We all make mistakes from time to time. Sometimes we can make a really, really good learning curve from it. And that's one thing I've always been keen to embrace, is the learning curve. Be prepared that you will make mistakes. Just learn from them and move forward. Now, this mistake that I've made for work, I'm never going to do it again, because I've got 4 hours traveling for a 2-minute job. I'm never going to make that mistake again. And it's something I should have done while I was on site. But I've been thinking about this a bit lately. Have I made any gardening mistakes this year? And I can't say that I have really made any gardening mistakes. The only thing I guess could be classed as a mistake is that I sowed lots of sweet peppers early on in the year over winter. I had them growing in my kitchen, and then whitefly came along and decimated the lot. So that was definitely a learning curve there, something that I've learned from. And I'm going to take action on next year if I do the same thing again. Now, actually, we've been having troubles with scarab flies in our compost, in our houseplants, compost flies, basically. And I know I've mentioned this in the past. I was moving on to coir compost, which I don't have a lot of good results with coir compost, to be honest with you. So I went back to our green manure compost, basically a decent compost. So I use a company called Rocket Grow now, because I find their compost to actually be quite good. And I can get hold of it as well. It's always a big thing to mention. But we have been getting these compost flies, and I did a bit of research on what I could do. The first thing I did, I may have mentioned this last weekend thinking about it, was I pot up one of my carnivorous plants, a sundew, which basically sticky leaves, so flies get stuck to it. And that dramatically reduced the amount of flies overnight. So that was a big winner. But I did a bit of research into scarab flies to find out what is actually going on. You get little grubs in the soil as well, and they can see larvae. They can actually hatch into flies. So it's important to try and deal with the larvae. So I went to find out what we could do about these little larvae. And the only thing that came up was a specific type of nematodes, which I ordered from Andermatt. It was less than £10, and it arrived within a day. Very happy with that. And what you have to do when you get these nematodes is it's in like a powder. Nematodes are a living microscopic worm. And you get this sort of load of powder, which I put into a litre and a half of water and tried to mix up well. You then take that litre and a half of water and dilute it with 15 litres of water. Easier said than done. And then you you water that onto your plants. It wasn't easy to get that right. And I did actually find, even though I mixed it up quite well, a lot of powder was left in the bottom of a pot. So I'm trying to reuse that leftover water as much as I possibly can. But as I said, we are definitely seeing a reduction in scarab flies. I only actually used the nematodes yesterday, but it seems to be working so far. And I think definitely the sundews have worked as well. So the combination of the two seems to be the way forward. This actual kit actually came with those yellow sticky pads as well, which is something I could stick up as well. I'm not a fan of sticky pads, in all honesty. Reason being, we don't really have them in this country, but there's some sticky pads that are so sticky that they catch birds and vermin. We don't really have them in this country that sticky, but I hate seeing animals suffer, so I don't want to use those sort of things. That's why I've often avoided using yellow sticky pads, but I do like carnivorous plants because I think they're just as good. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up and head on back down to Bournemouth. You take care, and I'll speak to you again on Sunday. Take care.